Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Journey to Fix Internet with me, thanks for being part of my daily special team. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. And you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about what's on my mind, and just the two of us, and this is that time this week. And I want to talk about small business segments. You know, the Small Business Administration says that there are 28 million small firms in the U.S. On its face, that number alone proves that small business in America is actually quite big. When you realize that there are only a few thousand companies that are not small businesses. Indeed, as I pointed out over the years, right here on the show, for the past 20 years. The small business sector is responsible, and I've done this. I'm proud to tell you that the small business sector is responsible for creating half of the U.S. economy and signs the front of paychecks of over half of the paychecks in America. They employ over half of the private sector employees. There's nothing diminutive, nothing small about that. And just as it's instructive to segment big business into categories, which people do all the time, especially the media, it's also handy to put that 28 million small business number into perspective as well. The prime calculation divides small firms in two, 80-20, 22 million individual operators with no employees, and about 6 million entities with between one employee and 500 employees. 500, that number, is the SBA's line between large businesses and small businesses. Speaking of employees, it's more than noteworthy to recognize that almost 90% of small employees are small employers, people who have employees. 90% of those companies have less than 20 employees. And not to take anything away from any other size business, but that number, that 20 under employee group of small businesses represent the big gear in the Main Street economic machine. And it's the poster child for capitalism writ small. A locally owned, family-run business providing income for several community residents while likely being perennial supporters of nonprofit entities that round out the rough edges of every community. Oh, and by the way, the owners of those small companies with 20 or less employees, they know the names of all their employees' children. Other business parameters that we can break small business into come in two other buckets: retail and wholesale, also known as business to consumer B2C and business to business B2B, respectively. And of course, there's the segmentation that includes our agrarian heroes who help feed the world, America's farmers and ranchers, of which I was once one. There's one segment, however, one segment criteria that cuts across all sectors: how a small business owner thinks about growth. We're going to talk about growth a little bit later on in the hour with Steve King. On Main Street, growth is a metaphor for where we're going. Most of the millions of non-employee owners have what's known as a lifestyle business. If they don't have any employees, many people, I don't really like that term. I would just rather call them small business, but it's kind of intuitive, and a lot of people use it. They call them lifestyle business owners. And they're typically, it is true, that many of them are content with if next year looks a lot like this year. Growth is not really, growing the size of their business is not really what's high on their list most of the time. Still, many of the 22 million independent contractors, as I also once was, want to grow to the next level. They want to have employees. And, of course, the 6 million firms with employees almost always have some kind of growth perspective and a plan. How growth is funded at the small employer level is yet another way to segment Main Street businesses. Only a tiny percentage of these employers are looking for investor funding or they don't have a burning desire to go public. That's right. They're not looking for outside capital. The rest, I mean, I'm talking about probably 1 or 2%. I mean, it's a tiny percentage. All the rest, 98, 99% almost, have discovered that professional fulfillment and financial independence can be achieved while balancing their entrepreneurial ambition and the quest for a work-life balance. In fact, more than any other, this sector personifies the American dream, as it represents the fundamental critical mass of the local economy and society, which is a small business planted in the ground on Main Street, making payroll every week. God bless every one of those. In 2009, I predicted that those firms that survived the challenging period ahead, what became known as the Lost Decade, would emerge with strong balance sheets and cash positions. I said that they would emerge. They would be stronger if they survived. Recently, in an online poll, we asked small business owners how they would fund growth going forward. Two-thirds said they would use their own capital rather than debt. You know what that's, how you read that answer? Stronger balance sheets and cash positions, just like I said. It must be noted that this level of self-funding of growth is unprecedented in the last half century. But by deleveraging and becoming better managers, they became the masters of their own growth fate. With some help from the new tax law, the less oppressive regulatory conditions that we've seen in decades, reported pricing power like I've never seen before. It's been years. I'm not sure I've ever seen small businesses report having pricing power like they do now. And the truly expanding national economy, our survey indicates small businesses in every segment are experiencing good times. Well, you know what, my friends? It's about time. There's nothing small or insignificant about America's small business segments, and the world is better for it because of small businesses. Small business owners, because of what you and what you do, there's nothing small or insignificant about that. And the world is better that you're for having you in it. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.